Yeah, I completely agree with you.
I have to disagree with you. Can I disagree with you with all my heart?
Ooh, that's a loaded question.
Whoa. Okay, so...
Gosh, you know, it's interesting. No one's ever asked me this question before, and I'm saying this for the first time, and it's kind of fascinating.
Crazy, huh?
Ladies and gentlemen, am I totally screwed or what?
Yes!
Welcome to Portrait of a Business. I'm your host, Del Williams.
Welcome to Portrait of a Business, and I'm your host, Del Williams. With me today is Jenny Dietrich, and who is CEO of Armin Dietrich, and we're going to be talking all about public relations and all that fun stuff. So, Jenny.
And all that fun stuff.
Exactly. And what is public relations, and why do companies need it?
Public relations. I could give you the smart aleck answer, but I'll be nice. it's really, public relations is different from publicity. Public relations is more strategy and brand building, where publicity is kind of like what celebrities use to become celebrities. Any ink is good ink is the feeling with publicity. And with PR, there's more strategy behind it. And really, especially in this day and age with online media, we're able to measure the effect that you have from a communications messaging perspective to the bottom line. And so from a PR standpoint and from a communication standpoint overall, if you're able to measure to the bottom line, that's really where our industry is going now.
Okay, so how would a company know if their PR is being effective?
It's a lot easier now to measure because of social media, because anything online you can measure immediately. You can measure from your increase in web traffic, increase in blog traffic. You can measure exactly where people are coming from if they're buying your product online. If you're gaining new members into your organization, there are a lot of ways that you can measure things. And there are quite a few paid social media measurement tools like Radian 6, but there's also a lot of free stuff out there. I think that probably as social media evolves, it will become much more sophisticated. But right now, you can measure things from Google Analytics to your Twitter grade.
Great. And when you are talking public relations, I know you said it was strategy, but let's pretend like this person is a newbie on the block. What does that mean?
Okay. If you're a newbie on the block and you've never used PR, but somebody is saying to you, or you're a business owner and you know that you need to be using it in order to get your message out, you probably know that public relations is what we call media relations. So that's getting stories. It's getting the Pontiac on Oprah or the front page of USA Today. So you know that that's sort of your baseline perception of what PR is. So what we try to do is go in with our clients and say, what is it that you want at the end of the day? And usually they want something such as increase our revenue by X percent. Some people are launching new websites, so they want to increase their web traffic. So we really kind of dig into what it is that they want at the end of the day, and then we help them figure out how they can use PR to get there instead of, sort of those quick hits, because obviously if you have something that gets Oprah's attention, you're going to have a pretty big quick hit, but it's not a lasting hit. So we try to find ways to make that consistent and have a lasting effect.
Okay. National versus local. And local. How does a company know what they need in terms of public relations?
I think it depends on the business. If your business is very focused locally or regionally, then you wouldn't want national PR. If you're doing national or international work, or your clients are all over the place, you would want national work.
And if you are a newbie, how do you know when it's time for you to start doing your own public relations in a higher firm?
Usually you have a pretty good feeling about it because if you're doing it yourself, you're inundated and you're not spending as much time on it as you should. So you pretty much know when it's time. Or it's something that you don't enjoy, and you either need to bring in somebody that has expertise and can help you do it internally, or find a firm to help you.
Okay. Now, how does somebody, I've asked this like the last 3 weeks to people, how does somebody know whether to hire, say, Armin Dietrich versus Joe Smo, college student, fresh out?
Well, the thing about a firm, you know, regardless of it being us or another PR firm, is you have different levels of expertise at your fingertips. So with our clients, they get me and they get somebody fresh out of college, but they also get, you know, people with 15 years of experience and people with 10 years of experience or people with 25 years of experience. So you get those different levels with a firm because this is what we do all day long. Somebody fresh out of college may have some great classroom knowledge, but they've never done it on their own for a company. And one of the biggest examples that I always use there is especially with social media. You know, people right out of college have been using Facebook and they've been using Twitter for personal use, but they've never used it from a business application. It's really hard to get them to make that switch. So you almost have to get them thinking in a different way about the social networks that they're using, that they've been using, in most cases, since junior high school.
Okay. And what would you consider to be one of the biggest mistakes people make with public relations?
I think one of the biggest mistakes that people make is that they think that any ink is good ink and that the number of stories is really what's going to affect your business growth, and it really isn't, because number of stories is great for your ego, but it's not, it doesn't always translate to business growth, and then you know, 6 months from now, you're going to feel like you've wasted your money.
And how would somebody decide how much money to spend on public relations?
Usually, there's a percentage, and I'm not going to get the percentage right, but there's a percentage that you should be using for your marketing, advertising, and PR of your total revenues. Let's say it's 10%. I think it actually is higher than that, but let's say it's 10% of your total revenues. You know, depending on what it is that you want to accomplish, PR could be 7% of that, or it could be 5% of that.
Okay. Now, if you are, let's have a pretend scenario.
Okay.
Since we tend to have a lot of people that have online businesses and so forth, let's say Joe Smo is opening up a barbecue place online. He has his special sauce, and he wants to distribute it. What's his first step?
Probably, if that's what he's doing and he wants to sell his sauce, the best way to do it is online, and he needs to get out and educate potential customers via, especially if it's a consumer audience, I would say Twitter and Facebook probably first. Create a fan page on Facebook, create a group on Facebook, make sure that the company has a Twitter handle, and then connect and engage with potential customers, because that's the way that you're going to drive people to your website, and that's the way you're going to get people to buy.
Okay.
And that can be done internally.
Now, I know you have another website. It's about spin. Tell me the name of it again.
Spin Sucks, the fight against destructive spin.
Yes. Tell me how that came about and what was the thinking behind that.
Oh, I got on my high horse. You know, our industry, I think when they do analysis of industries, attorneys are usually at the bottom and PR people are pretty close to the bottom as well. And it's because the perception is that we all go out there and spin stories in order to get reporters to write what we want them to. And we have the perception of being dishonest in order to get what we need out of the media. And the fact of the matter is that it's not that way. And it really bothers me because I'm ethical to a fault almost, and it bothers me that people think that that's what I do. I remember when Wag the Dog came out and my mom called me and said, "That's what you do for a living?" And I was like, "No! It's drama, Mom!"
Yeah.
So it really bothers me. So we look for reasons to sort of eradicate that perception one blog post at a time.
Okay. I remember once, a couple of months ago, skydiver, and I think you may have picked up on it too. Skydiver, which is his handle, his name is Peter, the head of HARO, help a reporter out. He brought out a thing where a public relations woman, she was a nightmare. She was a nightmare. He had, and I believe he called her the worst publicist in the world or something like that. But the one who did like 27 calls to somebody and was threatening people and all this other kind of stuff. Remember that? But, what? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's that's the reason we have the blog, is for stuff like that. I was at a conference last week, and a reporter said to me, there's nothing I hate more than calling a PR person looking for a source and not getting a call back for 2 weeks. That's PR 101. That's the first thing you learn. A reporter's on a deadline. You return their phone call immediately. You don't wait 2 weeks. You don't wait a day. You don't wait 2 hours. You call them back immediately. Ah!
Well, see, my pet peeve is, you know, I go to a lot of expos.
Right.
And the difference between the level of how they participate with the media is almost night and day in some cases. You know, there are some who wine and dine, and, you know, they have all the press kits out there. They have people available for you to interview. Perfect. And then there are the others who... Here's your badge, bye.
and
I do
no
mean
access.
That literally. No access to anyone, no materials for anything, no media room, no nothing.
It's awful.
Yes, it is. Except because it's just kind of like, you know, come on, you know. So where is the balance in that and stuff? I mean, what? How does a reporter really get a PR person's attention so that they know, okay, look, I need this information, I'm trying to help you, sort of thing.
Well, two things. I mean, the first is that there are bad professionals in every profession, and that's just bad professionalism. It's shocking that people behave that way. And number two, I always say that I love it when other PR people make us look good. That makes us look good because we return phone calls, and we work with reporters, and we do what we need to do. You know, I have relationships with people that I – never ask for stories because I know that the more I help them out, the more likely they are to come to me and say, hey, I saw that you're doing this. Let's talk about doing a story. So I almost never pitch stories to reporters anymore because I have such good relationships with them. It's just, it's shocking that people act that way. Shocking. That's why we have the blog, because it just, I get so fired up about it.
And what has been the result of having that blog?
Well, it depends on
your
the day, Del.
I mean, it's been therapeutic, I'm sure.
Sometimes I'm kind of a smarty pants, as you know, and sometimes I put stuff on there just to see what kind of reaction I'm going to get. It's fun. It is a little therapeutic because it's a way for me to be able to voice my opinion because it's on my blog and see what people have to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It's a great outlet.
Okay, let's talk about social media real quick.
Okay.
You have used your social media and what you've been able to accomplish. You've grown your company 7% using social media. Now you're onto referrals and, you know, all that other fun stuff.
Right.
Where does somebody begin to do something like that?
You know, I tell people all the time that it's not as intimidating as it seems. It does take a little bit of time because you need to learn it. But what I did is I wanted to learn Twitter because I saw Robert Scoble speak about Twitter 2 years ago. And I wanted to learn about it, and so I signed up as BearsFan07, and I only tweeted during football games. And it was really to understand what Twitter was, how it worked, what kind of effect it had and all of that. I didn't actually start using any of the social networks for business until this January. So I really kind of I figured it out from a personal standpoint and got comfortable with it and then launched it with the business in January.
Does Armin Dietrich have a fan page on Facebook?
We do.
Ooh, woo-woo.
lots of pictures and fun stuff there, too.
Cool. Tell the people where they can find you.
ArmentDietrich.com.
And thank you so much, Jeannie, for being here.
Thank you, Del.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for joining us on Portrait of a Business today. We hope that you found our tips and advice from our guests to be helpful to you. And please do not hesitate to contact us. You can look at our site, portraitofabusiness.info, for more information.